Welcome to this edition of the His Show podcast, His 5, as we continue 90 devotions in 90 days that are 5 minutes or less. And today we're going to talk about what do we do when temptation strikes. And we're going to start in James 1, 13 and 14. When tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. But each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed. And so every year around in November the 20th, it's a anniversary for me, how long I've been free from drugs and alcohol. So this coming November 20th, 2024, will be 15 years that I've been free from that. And I went from being hooked on painkillers and alcohol for years to being free. And there were people I knew that never saw me sober, and now I can proudly say my kids have never seen their dad under the influence of any chemicals. And this is all possible because God's power and grace. But I can't say that I haven't been tempted throughout these last 14, 15 years of the journey. You know, there are times when I think about going back or think about doing things that I shouldn't. But throughout the journey, I've learned a few things about temptation that maybe you can use in your journey with whatever it is that's tempting you. So the first one is sin is always crouching at our door, ready to pounce, and we shouldn't be surprised when we're tempted. You know, Genesis 4:7 says, if you do what is right, will you not be accepted? But if you do not do what is right, sin is crouching at your door. It desires to have you, but you must rule over it. Number two, we can never think that we've arrived because pride comes before the fall. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, so if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. And lastly, the third one, due to the power of God's Spirit, we won't be tempted beyond what we can bear, and there's always a way out. 1 Corinthians 10:13 says, no temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. So the next time you're tempted to sin, you just remember this. Temptation is always around the next corner. Don't get prideful. Rely on God to overcome, and we look for the way out that God promises. So today, let's be victorious when temptation arises, because God's word tells us that we're dead to sin and alive in Christ. And our closing verse is Romans 6:11. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. So when temptation arises, when temptation comes, just remember, rely on God and his power, and there's always a way out. See you next time.